Thanks, Chair. If I can put this to the state law advisors. Yes, of course, you can ask private individual, and presumably in legalese, private individual can also be company. However, there are limitations as well on that right, and that is with regard to trade secrets. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and But that section is subject to the
Okay, then in your expert opinion as legal as state legal advisor, granted that there is a limitation on trade secrets, and granted that PIA already exists, which allow you to attempt to access information, then referring to the bill under F, would it not be the case that, and again I'm thinking particularly of the public, that the question I want to ask you is, then what is the status of this bill in relation to PIA? So here, for instance, the public have a right to request, amongst other things, research, quantity of a tobacco product manufactured, marketing expenditure, which all, I would argue, can be defended as a trade secret by a tobacco company. What would then be, would this bill seek to undermine or override, I should say, PIA? But I suspect that isn't possible. And if PIA already exists, why would you see it as necessary, as I specifically legislating in this bill for the public to access that information?
This request is subjected to the Code of Constitution means that PIA cannot be overridden by this particular law. And as your party said, that the provision is subject to the Constitution, and also, as Mr. Duane said earlier, that the main objective of PIA was to give effect to this particular part of the Constitution itself. Mm. So this provision is subject to so there is no question of this particular provision overriding the rules in the PIA Act and the Constitution.
Thanks, Chair. Actually, I'm covered because the information that you've given is the one that I wanted to raise as well, that the whole provision is subject to Chapter 2 and we don't need to read it piecemeal.
Thank you for that. My question then to the state law advisors is, in your opinion, are we not creating a redundant clause here in the bill? Because one is this information can be accessed anyway, and two, it would seem, in my opinion, that at least clauses Roman numeral I, 2I, and 3I would not necessarily would be trumped by the PIA Act, and so any tobacco company would, in fact, not have to provide that information.
The policy regarding the reason for the inclusion, but what I must just point out that this is not giving the public the right to access information. This specific clause empowers the minister to make regulation, and the regulation, the minister might make regulation subject to Chapter 2 regarding any information that the manufacturer might be giving the minister. Including these things. So what it does is, whilst part of the general act dealing with how to obtain certain information that gives the minister, empower the minister to make certain specific regulations with regard to the tobacco industry.
It's a pattern on the street, the fishing for registration that controls for the construction. And the person also understands how that registration works. The person will necessarily have to think about any other law that are applicable in the country. I think the person is looking system for the government to be the act. They may not even be aware of any other law that are applicable. Now, to that extent, whereas on the face of it may appear to be an overemphasis, it is important that the legacy acts as well. So that if, let's say, if the person on the street trying to understand what the laws on the control say, only have this statement to be able to understand all the conditions, including those that provide for access to information. To that extent, we think it's important to have it as well here. As long as there is no contradiction between the two pieces of it.
And then there was the point raised earlier on, I think, by Honorable around this particular. You remember the concern raised by Philip Morris around the airport that there's no need to put any other provision, just suffice it.
If I remember well, what they're saying is that they would be satisfied if you were to say to them the information that is held at the minute will not be shared with the computer. I think they're saying that the department is like many other state departments, is a casino for perfect information that is meant to the state in terms of information. And we don't necessarily share that information with anybody else. If we're going to be sharing it, we'll probably be, I suppose, a funny sort of call that we have to do. And so it's on those basis that I understand that the department will not be sharing that information.
So maybe on what the state law advisor is articulating now, departmental law advisor is saying right now, maybe one needs to make a further addition around the Constitution. But within the Constitution, again, there is a right to privacy. For instance, even if the companies will avail that information to the minister, but at the end of the day, they've got the privacy of that information will be protected. But maybe one needs to speak more around this issue, around the issue on the public and the minister. But I would want to dwell much more on the public. The public as an entity has the right to access and information. And Chair, within the Constitution again, there is what we call limitations of rights. I think whenever the public wants a certain information from the state, I think a limitation of rights will always be considered. Those are the issues I wanted to raise, because I want to actually support what Honorable Makile is saying, that we seem to be speaking one language, but in different ways. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to propose that if remains as is, but just with submit to the minister and leave out and to the public on all four of them. However, I think it's important that you include the public in terms of one and four, because this is information that affects every member of the public very much, and our health is at risk and our kids' health are at risk, and I think that it should be made, the point should be made that it's actually of vital importance for public to easily access the information of one and four, and shouldn't have to be running around finding fire to do so. Thanks. Having heard
that the public has an entity on the phone, but a right to ask for all the information provided.
Having heard that, if I may have a right to ask for it, but actually what I'm saying is we should have a right to be informed of it, so that we shouldn't have to actually figure out that there may be some information out there and the public's all got to run around to try and find out what kind of information. It should be easily accessed by the public. We are making it less accessible to the public by just leaving it under fire, putting it in here and making it very... No, I don't think you're getting me. Hearing that explanation, I understand it. It is there if somebody wants to go that route. But it is definitely less accessible than if here it was under number one and number four, it was specific that it has to be made, that basically the information has to be submitted to the public. Makes it a lot easier on the public in terms of dealing with that particular information, which should be in the hands of the public. Only on one and four.
Chair, let me just comment.
No, I mean,
in relation to that very one, in the process of clarifying the point. Chair, I think we are actually, let me just use the same decision time in actually traveling around the Ukrainian figure 1 to 4 and trying to separate them. Because, like as it has already been explained, in terms of the purpose of the Constitution and the relevant legislation to actually promote this access to information, the public already has access to that information. But what is there is that there is a process, there are do's and don'ts in terms of the promotion of access to information in order to access that information. You remove the public here or you include it. You separate this from figure 1 to 4 into categories of public or the minister. That doesn't actually change the Constitution, subject to the Constitution. So, I mean, the double around is that it doesn't actually make the big difference, because in terms of the Constitution, the public still have access. But the only thing is that they must prove the point why they need that particular information in terms of the promotion of access information. Thanks, sir. That's what I wanted to say.
Sorry, may I just clarify something? I'm just putting forward the proposal that the public shouldn't have to clarify why they need the information in terms of the ingredients and the emissions. And I don't think that we should have to clarify why we would need access to any information that may affect the health of this nation.
What this actually does is that the minister now can make a relation to say the quantity of tobacco produced by a manufacturer must be made available to the public. So then these regulations really facilitate that. So if you don't have to use quantity, you can the minister will describe that, but it will always be subject to the rule of law. So that is the all that they've got, really. It doesn't give the public the right to get information. You still need to go to the project, but in this it can take, well, for the quantity of data products manufactured, people must know. So please make that available to the public in terms of the regulations that the minister may make, even our power to make in terms of the specific new provisions.
So are we saying that it should stay the same, but submit to the minister? Without to the minister and to the public. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
We're all happy.
Mm.
Thank you very much. Please.
Thanks.
You are on?
I'm on.
You are on?
I'm on. Before you move to 5, I'm on here. I'm moving to H, which doesn't exist. But I'm thinking it might need to exist. My honourable colleague from the IST isn't here today, and I would like to put forward again the amendment that he was proposing. Effectively, that amendment would deal with snus, and the amendment obviously is a difference to what some of the tobacco manufacturers wanted, in the sense that they wanted to change the tobacco product, so the tobacco, the brand, the actual product definition. I'm of the view that we have to include snus under the product definition. What I would, however, like is a provision that allows the minister to treat it differently if the minister so chooses. So not a definitive clause, but a clause that empowers the minister to do it if he or she so chooses. And that clause would be, H, the minister may by notice in the Gazette exempt any tobacco products from the provisions of this Act in such conditions as may be determined by the minister in the notice, provided that, in the opinion of the minister, it is in the public interest for the particular tobacco product to be so exempted, taking into consideration its harm reduction properties. As I said before, it is not a definitive provision, so it is not in any way binding on the minister. The minister may so choose to use that clause how he or she so chooses. And it is, admittedly, with a particular reference to snus, which I remain of the view there should be more research around, as well as the belief that it could, and I do admit that it is a could be a particular product used for smoke, alternative to smoking tobacco, and the fact that it does seem to have a great degree of harm reduction in the actual product composition. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just for the key of reference for me, you have a copy maybe, and then you get a return and then copy it, and you come back to me.
We can come back to it after the next. After the penalty, we can come back to it.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to that one, other members. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we go to 5. Offense is 7-1. Any person who contravenes or fails to comply with section 2-2 or 4 or 6. Or fails to comply with any conditions contemplated in section 2-1-B shall be guilty of an offence and liable on condition to a fine not exceeding 50,000. Problem? Agreed?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Any person who contravenes or fails to comply with section 2-5-4-1 or 5 or contravene or fail to comply with any of the regulations made in terms of this act shall be deemed proper or firm, the liar will be convicted, the liar will be on conviction to a fine worth exceeding 100,000 rand. Okay?
Thank
you very much. Any person who contravenes or fails to comply with the provisions of 3A or 4A shall be guilty of an offense and liable on condition to a fine not exceeding 1,000,000. Thank you very much. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah, Chair, I just want to raise one point here, because if you describe all these contraventions, they are actually subjected to fines. Yes, well, the question that the issue I'm raising, I think it's just that answer all of it, because it's confined to a fine in monetary value. But it doesn't include a person being locked up. I think that's what it's about to raise, whether it shouldn't be both, either both or one of them, where a person is contracting and is seen as gross, then somebody responsible or accountable, then should be locked up, fine in prison, rather than the fine just in monetary terms only spent. The CEO behaves, I mean, a fine monetary transmission has 100,000 just as paid and then just continues again with the same problem. And just keep on paying the 100,000 continuously. And then the master stage where he can lock the person and get rid of him.
As amending the previous legislation and recognizing that part of lack of system of the previous of the previous legislation was a union when it came to the question of the fine. The point you may then be raising maybe in as far as maybe you are raising on three maybe which actually the late or three the manufacturers you may say the profit that has the fine should not be congruent. You may then suggest a case that the cost of the case you want to have to be removed into the in argument.
No, sir, I think you covered what I wanted to say. It's the question I wanted to raise.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morgan. I'm all happy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Comrade Machida. You have said that I explained it. I want to see you. You're happy. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Can I get a defiance? It comes from the Court of Law, I guess. So I was just saying, ultimately, when you are fined, it has been through the process of court. Thank you. Can I leave it there, sir?
Shall be guilty of an offense and liable on conviction to a fine not at least in 500 rand.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. It doesn't talk about the fish offender. The following preamble is hereby substituted for the preamble to the principal head. Preamble acknowledges that tobacco use is extremely injurious to health of smokers, non-smokers, and other users of tobacco products. Has caused widespread addiction to society, warrants in the public interest restrictive legislation. Any comment? That one? Realizing that the association of the use of tobacco products in social success, business advancement, and forcing power through advertising and promotion may have the particularly harmful effect of encouraging children and young people to use tobacco products. Honorable Morgan?
Chair, while I agree with sentiment, I just question whether that particular clause is suitable for this particular bill where we aren't actually specifically talking about advertising. I mean, I'm not opposing the clause in its content, but whether in fact it should be in this bill and not in the section 76. I don't have strong feelings about it, but that's just a query.
The fact that it mentions tobacco as promotion actually is a matter that must be taken when you do the certain to the system. It looks materially changed when you do the certain to the system of the spirit of the system that is spent now to be carried through by the preamble to do this. It has to be thought actually dealing with the merits and demerits of the advertising. But it has actually alert us to the spirit of what it wants to say. Take no advice.
Yes, I was thinking about saying, putting the bill to the nightmare for the drafters. I think the preamble here, although it refers to advertising and promotion, that is not amended here. What is amended here is the fact that we change smoking, we change now to use tobacco products. Now, tobacco products, definition is changing this act, so the JTM, this level of quality is getting close. So it would really create problems. I think that the system process of this bill is the changing, especially smoking to tobacco products, and that's what we do is if you don't change the advertising and promotion, it would be quick.
Yeah, sir, the paragraph, I said that at the very last one, sir. It actually raises concerns on encouraging children and young people, but then it excludes grown-up non-smokers. I think that's why I just wanted to find a way of actually including that. Those that are non-smokers and are grown-up not to be encouraged to smoke it. Because this only refers to children and young people from being encouraged to smoking. And it should be the same problem again with myself. I'm not smoking. I must not be encouraged to smoke. So yeah. If I can be included on that last sentence.
Yeah, my children,
yeah. Okay, thanks.
But I would have thought what is safe there. I think
we talked about
this
like
that. So, the association of tobacco with success and what is flowers and the ladies with the Polish nails and the long people there. That's what it says. It actually targets young people and kids. And those people who are not yet able to smoke, your advertising campaigns and this are just things like that. Considering that the extent of the harmful effects of the use of tobacco products on health calls for strong action to protect people, especially the youth, from using tobacco products to protect non-smokers from exposure to tobacco smoke, and to encourage existing users of tobacco products to quit. Agree? Resolving to align the health system with the democratic values of the Constitution in the World Health Organization, Stronger Convention on Tobacco Control, and to enhance and protect the fundamental rights of citizens by encouraging the use, promotion, and tobacco and advertising of tobacco products in order to reduce the incidence of tobacco related illnesses and deaths. Transitional arrangement 7. Any notice or regulation issued by the minister prior to the coming into operation of the Act shall remain in force until amended, refused, or replaced by a notice or regulation made by the minister in charge of the principal Act.
Agreed.
Yes, thank you. Subtitle and commencement. This Act is called the Tobacco Product Control Amendment Act 2002, and operation in the date to be seen by the President as proclamation in the Congress. Thank you very much. Otherwise, agreed?
Agreed.
That wouldn't have a title. That's just for our purposes.
The minister may, by noticing the Gazette exempt any tobacco products from a provision of this Act on such conditions as may be determined by the minister in the notice, provided that, in the opinion of the minister, it is in the public interest for the particular tobacco product to be so exempted that it was conservation is harmful to the public property. That is a suggestion to Act.
Chair, this proposal, I definitely have a problem with the last piece of the sentence after the word exempted. If we could be having stopping at the end of the word exempted on the last sentence, then I would be happy not to restrict to the minister. The conditions that you must consider. So that will end up after the weather jumps into the 5th of, and then I will be able to consider this. and discarded a large piece of them after the court. Thank you.
We would support the proposal as is.
To me, it's as if you are excluding a few from all other people included. And I'd like to know why. Because few, to me, is the political service.
Mr. Chair, if I may answer and give my rationale. To the excess, or indeed any other product that the Minister pursues, SNUS is very much a tobacco product. I think we've learnt a lot of things, and perhaps most importantly, a lot of questions remain unanswered about this particular Swedish-style SNUS. It is a tobacco product. We know that it is harmful. There's significant body of evidence that suggests it's significantly less harmful. So it may very well be a product that can be used by former smokers, because it could be up to 90% less harmful. The reality is that I think we need to look more at SNUS. And this is only an exemption clause if the minister so chooses to use. It doesn't diminish from the bill itself, because the minister may, on the basis of new evidence or no evidence at all, just ignore that entirely. So it just allows the opportunity if the research is further improved, and if it argues against SNUS in any greater way, then the clause is just not invoked. Ever. So I don't believe it takes away from the spread of the bill. And let me say, it is a tobacco product. We know it's a tobacco product, 100%. And we know that tobacco products are harmful to varying degrees, some especially harmful. And we've put all of that in the bill. It's in the start of the bill. It's in the latter part of the bill. The part we've just gone through as well. Anyway, I'll ask for your consideration then.
Another question.
I would then that we put this proposal aside and see we have gathered more information about
Sir, I was going to say this matter brings a break as to whether it is correct for us as legislators to include snus under tobacco products. Now, if we include snus under tobacco products and at the same time we do away with this proposal from IFP, it means there will be no justice around the whole thing. Because, number one, if we include it under tobacco product, there is no much research being done. And during the public hearings, we've been told that the snus is a Swedish name. Initially, the whole thing of snus comes from Sweden and Norway. And when you look into tobacco legislation of Sweden, this has been my question during the public hearing as to why snus is not legislated in Sweden. So, Chair, if we take this out, if we include this, we must take into consideration that it's either we take it out of the definition or we retain it within the definition. and maybe follow the proposal of Honorable Manchile to say, let us put a full stop at a certain level around this. And again, it will include the suggestion of Honorable Madumisi that once the minister is going to consider legislating around the snus as a tobacco product, that thorough research should be done. Thank you.
Yes.
Concern would obviously be in relation to the definition. So we have defined it in relation to a tobacco product, and saying that one tobacco product should be extended. And I think the argument around more recent issues is a very well developed one. But say what I wanted to say, I'm very much surprised by the Honorable Morgan, obviously on behalf of the IFP, who was not present here, actually arguing a particular matter in which our Minister of the Legislative Power contrary to the talk of the DA's argument here, I find a little bit, I must say, amused, perhaps not a correct word, but very much strange that this argument is put by one of the Morgan. I'm quite sure he supports the I'm saying here that the argument around research is something that is very, very important, right? But before we do what the Honorable Morgan wants us to do.
Chair, let me just, the things I've said before, the more important thing here is that the Minister doesn't have to choose to use this exclusion. So it's included it could be included in the current law, and during that time the research could happen. It is a tobacco product. I don't think there's any need to go back and to redefine that. It would be ludicrous to say that it wasn't a tobacco product. But I'm merely arguing for the opportunity for the Minister to provide some kind of different regulation around. And I mean, I say tobacco products, and I obviously mean smoke, but it doesn't refer particularly to smoke.
Maybe Dr. Klein explained the research proposal that I made, but if you remove the last piece of the sentence, then it just kind of removes the smooth thing altogether, and then it just becomes an enabling provision where the minister is just irrespective whether they talk about smooth or a cigarette or any other thing, as long as it's a tobacco product, if there is any compelling reason to the minister, to act differently. And then that will actually provide that particular opportunity. And that's why I'm having a serious problem, because the way it has been drafted, it is actually a provision that actually brings the issue of smooth. Then I'm saying, no, remove that piece so that we don't attach smooth into this provision. It's just a provision to enable the minister to actually deal with other issues related to the tobacco product. If it is in the best interest of the public, That's all that I'm saying. And then Razan saying, if he didn't move the last piece, then that piece now moves, is ready to be removed, it's totally removed, and it's just an enabling position, which I really don't see is danger. Thanks.
We wouldn't have any argument with stopping off the exemptive, but perhaps it could be helpful in light of what else has been put forward there, is that we put exemptives taking into consideration existing and subsequent research findings. In light of what's been coming forward, we could either stop it at exemptive or taking into consideration existing and subsequent research findings and leave out your harm reduction properties, and then it covers the concerns around the research.
I just wanted to get clarity maybe from Honorable Maisile as to whether by through research, because I respect that. So I just wanted to understand as to whether Honorable Maisile maintains the point that I've earlier raised, that if indeed we bring this into the bill, does it suggest that we need to revisit the definition of a tobacco product? Because to me, it's sort of causing a bit of instability for now. Thank you.
Thanks, Jefferson. The suggestion that I'm making in relation to this proposal does not actually suggest that we must go and revisit the tobacco product definition. It doesn't. We all agree on the definition of the tobacco product. Well, what I'm trying to say, although the proposal as we heard it from IFP through TA, it is actually related to snus. And that is what I'm having a problem. That if we go to snus, then we are trying to differentiate snus from the rest of the tobacco products. Then I've got a problem with that. Then what now I'm suggesting is that if we remove the last piece, it actually does to give the minister to actually be able to act on any of the tobacco products if it is in the best interest of the public, when he is convinced, either after research or whatever, any other further research, and then he thinks in the best interest of the public, then he has to actually legislate or regulate it differently, and then that can happen. But we don't need to doctor the definition of tobacco product. I think that was considered, and everybody agrees on it. We just simply create this enabling environment to the minister. You know, if anything is developed, whether through research or whatever, that convinces him that a particular action must be taken in relation to the tobacco product, then he can do so. Of course, because we have got an acting deal, that's one thing, he can do so. Thanks.
So what Panar of the Morgan was for now is not putting it as a party proposal, it's putting it as a cut. So let me make a mistake and say what happened with the proposal. But now he's putting it as a not yet, well, for the country, and I'll see the outcome to offer the solution of price condition to continue the students to achieve. I'm just trying to more or less the same thing in the corner of the nation. Will there be any new development of the tobacco product? That would be acceptable as a in terms of the spirit of the
nation.
From the scientific perspective. So what that's what is you know not mocking you. I'm trying to I get what you want to say, but I'm not sure you put it the right way. I'm not sure the communication is in the right way. The minister may, by not taking the cabinet campaign, has won anything of the people. We are now against rather defined the cabinet campaign. And I think our definition is very clear. The double project means a project containing the tobacco. That is the same as the human consumption and food, but is not limited to any device, ice, water, paper, soup, filters, coffee, phone, houses, or similar objects manufactured for use in the consumption of the tobacco. Now the proposal says here the minister may by not using the budget exempt any tobacco product from provision of this product. On such conditions, it will be determined by the minister of the measure providing the product and the industry. Then there was a view. So that's why I'm saying the applicability of the proposal is difficult. But I think the point you raise is about
Thanks. You know, I'm thinking, the way I read it at first, and still read it that way, is that that last little section that said, taking into consideration its harm reduction properties, I think that kind of narrows it in the way that we would want it narrowed, that any tobacco product is not going to be able to just be okayed, but it's providing that it's got this very special, that it can be proven that it's got some kind of harm reduction. So I'm thinking that it's a protection, that it's not too broad. So...
I think concerns of the Honorable Deputy is not taken care of under every woman's eyes.
I put forward the wording existing in subsequent research really as just trying to be helpful in terms of perhaps the concerns that were put forward. But I don't think that it's particularly necessary. And I wouldn't have a major problem with stopping with a full stop after exemption. It wouldn't be a problem. I just wanted to say that I felt that taking into consideration its harm reduction properties had a very positive effect of narrowing this new possibility now of tobacco products being exempted, and it narrows it down to the fact that it, in addition to being in the public interest, it also has to be shown to have some harm reduction properties. So as I say, now I would fully back what the Honourable Member has said about putting a full stop after exempted. It's fine. I would just say that I would be at more peace if we had the considering the harm reduction properties, because I feel by narrowing it in that way, it's actually a better safeguard.
In other words, there are two proposals on the table, two proposals. One, full stop of that is very successful. Another one, continue to send them. Another one,
if I may, I know this is a committee. Yes, thank you. If I may, I know this is a committee session, but I think the Honourable Mashile is a bit correct in his proposal, because because the other two, the first one, if you talk about harm reduction, there may be other factors that the minister may consider. It may be curative, not in a harm reduction sense. For example, if people suddenly find in their discovery that some of those products, which are tobacco products, because in the way we define tobacco products, we're not defining anything that has tobacco in it. So if some medicine suddenly has a tobacco in it, then this bill will apply unless the minister exempts that because of its curative, not harm reduction, but curative, reasons and so on. So if you put a full stop on the exemption, then you allow for possibilities of development in the future. The other proposal about present and future research, I don't think the minister may actually exempt anything on future research, because that would still be coming. We wouldn't know anything about it. So that's why I'm saying it's better to actually put a full stop if we are to accept this clause as an enabling clause. For any possibility that might come in the future, we should suggest that even though this is a tobacco product, as defined, but it actually has this particular advantages than disadvantages. It's not about snooze. I know we're debating snooze, but it may be about anything that is defined in terms of tobacco. So that's why I would agree, if we take the clause, to put the full stop on exemption.
Let me ask you that. Now, take this opportunity, am I right to say that in fact we ended up with two proposals in this regard? One of them was they agreed that this exemption clause had been discussed for
Agree.
I will all
head
with
I've just discussed with the first advisor. We both agree that if the committee accepts it, then it has to be a clause on its own. It can't be in the regulation part, as it is suggested now, because it deals with exemptions by the minister. It would have to find a place, maybe before the regulation section in the council has to happen. It may be a new, if you look at the principal act, it may come before the offences, which means you may have it as a new 16. Because the way if we put it as age, it falls under regulations now. And the minister cannot exempt by regulation.
Yeah.
We wouldn't prefer that rule. Mm-hmm. It should have to be put on its own with a heading. And also maybe while still on the part from the definition, the last part that is in the research, we also believe that it is indirectly taken care of in the part that is it is in the public interest. That will take care of it as well. So it's not like something has been lost, etc.
Well, saying that so we can put a heading as a blessing for you are comfortable with that. That is the
point. A new clause. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. It's not to be. Yes. We may have to have a new 6A.
It might be before the current clause 5 that we have an insertion of clause 6A in Act 83 of 93 that says that the politics will be inserted in the principal act after clause 6. I must just also add why it can't be in the regulations. Regulations start with the words in the chapter. It says, one, the minister may make the regulations regarding that when you have AD. It's one step in there, but it's also empowering the minister to exempt. So that I agree with this, just rather be a new clause. And so on the in amendments, it will show a new clause, that's applying to a new clause, and then insert a new clause before clause 5 and the bulk.
Yes, in the bill on page 5, where we have a clause 5, instead of saying the student in the paper is taken care of, we have a new clause actually. Something like the following section is given in set up section 6. I mean, this is the new clause 6A. And that's a drafting thing that myself and my colleagues have been telling.
We say the following new clause is hereby inserted in the drafting clause. And then we read, I don't want to read it again, and then put stop and delete, take into consideration the sample the drafting property. Can I put that for proposal?
Second. Support it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, from that, maybe. Why I just maybe
I just want to find out that there is no way that you are going to deal with page 7, because when you look under page 7, number 2, objects of the bill, there are some definitions that have been deleted. Therefore, are we going to leave it like that, or are we going to come back to it?
Normally, we don't deal with
Thank you. Just to talk to your clarity, are we not now going back to page 3 where we're going to deal with the flagged areas of 2? Before we go to our call. Yes, we're changing the if and the when back.
So I was just going to say, can we accept that, because that was my concern as to why did we leave 83 while dealing with such important issues of environment. But maybe one needs to ask a simple strategy out of this. Are we saying section 82-89, meaning that 83-85 will be included 86-87? Okay, thank you.
Agreed?
Yes.
Yeah, agreed.
So we say if we say it is said of why.
Yes.
I think let us go back to the point when we have explained any area within a prescribed
system. What is a prescribed system? Mr. Chair, I had a lot to say about this particular clause last week, and on thinking particularly about the practicalities around this and not having any definitive figure on the table, because I have seen many different figures from many different countries in the world, that we keep it at the moment as prescribed distance, and perhaps we can, as individual legislators, address the issue in our respective contributions on debate day, however we so choose, but if you prescribe this.
Thank you. I'd like to agree with keeping 2 as is, but inserting a new 3 to cover children under 12 in a vehicle with smokers. So 2 would read any area within a prescribed distance from a window of ventilation, inlet of doorway, to or entrance into a public place, or 3, any motor vehicle when any child under 12 years is present in the vehicle, or any place contemplated in subsection 3 would be a proposal.
I'm confused now.
It's a minor detail we left out of it.
Just keep the proposal. Just rather remain with the class of and rather not crack our car into what then is it.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, sir, I'll still like to propose that we retain the block as it is. And
we propose that there's a new number 3 and that number 3 becomes number 4. So the new number 3 would read any motor vehicle when any child under 12 years is present in the vehicle.
Yes, while not refusing the proposal, but I just need to clarify what informs the age child. Is it related to any majority for the decision making of children or what?
I can tell you. Sadly, what informs 12 is the fact that in our health legislation, 12-year-olds can now decide whether they have operations, etc., etc., if they sit in cars with smoke and whatever. So we could make it 21, but it would be out of sync with health legislation as it is. And then, and obviously with reference to the fact that asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, coughing, wheezing, cough, lung development, ear disease are all things related to children who are exposed to that kind of intensity of asthma.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Yeah, I've got it written here. Well, sure. Can we get someone to copy it?
Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I don't think it will create a problem in terms of the principle and the protection of children. However, I think that people need to look at the issue about policing that particular bit, and then what efficiency gains will we get out of that.
Thank you. Having heard that, I think we've all kind of agreed here over this period that we're going for more kind of a self-policing thing. We realize that all of these things can't be policed. There are a lot of the stuff that we've got in the bill. So the idea would be to set the standard that would encourage a culture change in terms of smoking in cars. So whilst it should be able to be policed to some degree, we accept that there's going to be serious limitations on that. But we still, it doesn't mean we still can't set that standard and as we've done with other things, expect that it's going to help a culture change in that area.
Thanks, Chair. I support the first of it. I just have, from a drafting point of view, and I don't know how to proceed with this, whether we present any problems or can we allow for some kind of arbitrariness between not allowing under 18 to be designated smoking areas already in the bill and 12-year-olds here. As I said, I don't have a problem with the first of it, but why are we separating, why for 18 and in smoking areas of restaurants and 12-year-olds in cars? I don't know. I would appreciate sort of professional comment on that. Sure. Under 18. That's the whole point. That you can be. I mean, you can be in a smoking area if you're 18. That's according to our new law. Under 18.
Well, I'm quite happy for us to make it 18. So if we get some legal advice, we're being fine.
Why differentiate? I don't think really substitution-wise if you differentiate to get problems, but it just doesn't make sense. And I'm frustrated speaking 18 years old to me, you can drive it from those. But I don't know, but to differentiate is not in the case of one thing, a constitutional thing. Yeah, it's a constitutional problem, it just doesn't make sense.
I agree with the comment, Chair.
Yeah, Chair. As I also support the series of these positions, but the challenge also that is being posed here is to really restrict motor vehicles. Because if it is a yard, what will happen? A small little ship, a small little ship, and then small aeroplane. that's what I'm just trying to check, whether it's really restricted to specific motor vehicles, and then whether we're not going to exclude other similar transportation modes. I think that's what I'm just saying.
I think that the first step of
take into account how many cars we have in the Republic of South Africa. And the danger is that most dangers of the working people and the children who are going to school are the parents of smoking. It's not that your people don't go to work in New York, maybe in Croatia, and then in Italy. But the problem, I think, is what one of you. The cluster manager, so is Mr. Bennett Heaver, so is policy of the office. Will it be necessary for Mr. Heaver if the policy and the efficiency of the impact will be actually how do we get the efficiency gain out of it and the policy? That on its own will it create a problem, which is the public. Or we allow this particular action, we put it in the system, allow the promotional
can I just ask something while they're busy with that? How would it affect it if it was any vehicle rather than any motor vehicle? You know, what I'm saying is it doesn't necessarily, we don't have to restrict if there's a way of not making it unwieldy and problematic.
Thank you, Chair. I think the spirit of the bill should be promoted within this particular context. And not necessarily looking at the age part that's assigned to that. And also the policing part, because the notion of the value based on two parts. Number one, self-regulatory to a large extent, and secondly, the self-promotion aspect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're adopting with or without motor.
with
motor vehicle, not just vehicle. Public or private? Because you want private cars.
Okay.
Well, public place would probably even cover public transport. Public place, which is in number two, would cover any public transport. So we probably are just talking about private. Yeah, so the motor vehicle, so as is. So should we read it? Okay, what we want to debate now is the 12 or the 18. Yeah, the 12 is obviously there initially to make it a minimal intrusion, but actually... But we've heard from the department that in the spirit of the bill, 18 probably wouldn't be unreasonable. So perhaps we could hear from other members how they feel about either one.
No.
Shut up.
If I could defend myself, that's not what I said. I said the age issue is that we need to get clarity on, but rather the issue around the protection of non-smokers and minors. I think if we extend the explanation.
Thank you. So you're happy with under 12? Okay. but I'm trying to see it.
Do you want to support this issue?
As amended. Amended 2007.
I think
Are we, for purposes of advising the committee session in terms of taking the process forward, are we, do we need a debate on the bill or what are we going to do?
The last week of the session.
Exactly.
It's a committee next week either, because there is no sitting. So the last week of the session.
Yeah. Okay, we will convene the committee to require the debate on this.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. And